shall be too late."
When she thought it over afterwards, it occurred to her that she ought to have wondered at this, but at the time it all seemed quite natural. But when the rabbit actually took a watch out of its waistcoat pocket and looked at it and then hurried on, Alice started to her feet, for it flashed across her mind that she had never before seen a rabbit with either a waistcoat pocket or a watch to take out of it, and burning with curiosity, she ran across the field after it, and was just in time to see it pop down a large rabbit hole under the hedge. In another moment, down went Alice after it, never once considering how in the world she was to get out again. The rabbit hole went straight on like a tunnel for some way, and then dipped suddenly down, so suddenly that Alice had not a moment to think about stopping herself before she found herself falling down what seemed to be a very deep well. Either the well was very deep, or she fell very slowly, for she had plenty of time as she went down to look about her, and to wonder what was going to happen next. First, she tried to look down and make out what she was coming to, but it was too dark to see anything. Then she looked at the sides of the well and noticed that they were filled with cupboards and bookshelves. Here and there she saw maps and pictures hung upon pegs. She took down a jar from one of the shelves as she passed. It was labelled Orange Marmalade. But to her great disappointment, it was empty. She did not like to drop the jar, for fear of killing somebody underneath, so managed to put it into one of the cupboards as she fell past it. "Well," thought Alice to herself, "after such a fall as this, I shall think nothing of tumbling downstairs. How brave they'll all think me at home. Why, I wouldn't say anything about it, even if I fell off the top of the house." Which was very likely true. Down, down, down. Would the fall never come to an end? "I wonder how many miles I've fallen by this time," she said aloud. "I must be getting somewhere near the centre of the earth. Let me see, that would be 4,000 miles down, I think." For you see, Alice had learnt several things of this sort in her lessons in the schoolroom, and though this was not a very good opportunity for showing off her knowledge, as there was no one to listen to her, still it was good practice to say it over. "Yes, that's about the right distance. But then I wonder what latitude or longitude I've got to." Alice had not the slightest idea what latitude was, or longitude either, but she thought they were nice, grand words to say. Presently she began again. "I wonder if I shall fall right through the earth. How funny it'll seem to come out among the people that walk with their heads downwards. The Antipathies, I think." She was rather glad there was no one listening this time, as it didn't sound at all the right word. "But I shall have to ask them what the name of their country is, you know. Please, ma'am, is this New Zealand or Australia?" And she tried to curtsy as she spoke. Fancy curtsying as you're falling through the air. Do you think you could manage it? "And what an ignorant little girl she'll think me for asking. No, it'll never do to ask. Perhaps I shall see it written up somewhere." Down, down, down. There was nothing else to do, so Alice soon began talking again. "Dinah'll miss me very much tonight, I should think." Dinah was the cat. "I hope they'll remember her saucer of milk at tea-time." "Dinah, my dear, I wish you were down here with me. There are no mice in the air, I'm afraid, but you might catch a bat, and that's very like a mouse, you know. But do cats eat bats, I wonder?" And here Alice began to get rather sleepy.